mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into hour number two of this October 29th, 2004 worldwide broadcast against tyranny. And, of course, I'll be here Monday and Tuesday covering it as well, and I'm going to be doing political analysis for Coast to Coast AM both nights, 3 hours on Wednesday night, a couple segments on Tuesday night. That's a big deal. I'm very thankful for that. A new shortwave frequency for the shortwave listeners of this broadcast who don't listen on AM or FM or Internet, starting next week, next Monday, 11 to 2 during the day, Central, you'll listen to this show on the shortwave at 9.985. I'm about to go to Michael and Pam and Chad and John and many others that are patiently holding. Then I'm going to get more into the campaign and air this clip people have been asking for when John Stewart of The Daily Show was on Crossfire, got quite heated. He's edited out one of his low-level mild expletives, but we're going to go into the whole fake left-right paradigm with this. Also, they're now done studies that microwaves, just how bad it is for your food, breaking up the ring structures and you know how the vitamins are all connected into each other. We'll be getting into that and more on Homeland Security raiding a toy store. Yes, high-level situation, plus these new fake terror alerts, white guys with New Jersey accents.
Yeah, Al-Qaeda is going to get you, Mac.
So we'll be talking about that too as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael, Mike in Illinois. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex. Listen, I want to tell you, I was out taking my garbage out yesterday, taking the garbage cans in from out by the street, and I saw two police cars at my two doors down. This woman has an in-home daycare, and I went over to her house this morning and I asked her what happened yesterday. And she's all crying and upset. One of her children, 4-year-old, bit another 3-year-old in the arm. And the mother came. She called the mother at work to tell her daughter was bit. Her mother went and called the police. The police came to the house.
How bad was the bite?
It wasn't that bad.
Let me stop you. Kids do this, folks, and then they should be disciplined. Children have always acted like little out-of-control puppy dogs. You know, your puppy will soft bite you. This type of stuff goes on. And then now these people will never be out of the system. And it just people need to stop calling the cops at every drop of the hat.
Absolutely, Alex. And she said she was upset. But now DCFS is involved because she's licensed through the state of Illinois. In Illinois, the state law is if you have more than 3 children, you have to be licensed to do daycare in your house. So she said DCFS is coming today to inspect the house. And I'm telling you, Alex, I tried witnessing.
Well, why would this woman call the police?
Because she said she wanted a police report documented, and now she took her child out of that house, and she said she's going to have this woman sued. And it's just ridiculous, Alex. You know, people, it's not just the government, Alex, but people are so brainwashed that, you know, we live in a lawsuit-happy society, and if you sneeze or look at someone the wrong way, I'm going to sue you, buddy.
Well, I mean, you know, my point is that maybe 20 years ago, 30 years ago, we were too lenient, but now it's gone too far the other direction. I mean, I remember, man, I mean, remember used to, if there was a fist fight, people didn't usually call the police. They just said, all right, stop it, and they'd pull people off each other, and that's how people handled it. Well, now they call the police on you, and people are cowardly, so people just use guns instead.
Right, and they use domestic, you know, then you're arrested for domestic battery or whatever. You're arrested for just punching somebody or hitting somebody the wrong way. But this woman, what she told me, Alex, this is the one thing I wanted to tell you, which is the woman who owns the house, two doors down.
Let me just say this. John Wayne would have been in jail a lot because John Wayne would smack commies upside the head at rallies and stuff. And, you know, back then, the commie would just smack him right back. That's a little-known stuff about John Wayne. But, I mean, you know, the point is that I'm talking about adults here. I mean, you knock somebody upside the head now, you better have it on video that they hit you first. You're going to the pen. But go ahead, sir.
Well, anyway, so the woman said she called the police. She finally confessed because that she wanted to make sure it wasn't the actual lady who takes care of the kids that bit her. She wanted the bite marks measured.
Well, I mean, you know.
That's but Alex, the police were real, they held her aside and they were real rough with her. She told me the one cop looked like he was going to cuff her.
I want to hear more about this.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Murky water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Murky Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Murky elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Murky Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Murky Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenate from Thinman Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
I've gone down 35 pounds, and I've got energy and vitality that I never dreamed that I would ever have again. I'm going to be 51 years old, and I feel as good as I did when I was 35, and I look that good, too.
That's great.
You can lose weight, too. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-FIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants. Our track record is proof that Vim and Vigor's collagenate really works. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-FIN.
And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I said I want to go to these calls quick, and of course, I'm belaboring issues with callers because they bring up such interesting information. Mike in Illinois saw police cars 2 doors down at his neighbor's house, and like a good citizen, a good neighbor, he went down later to see what happened. There was a daycare there with a couple kids, and the person running the daycare's child bit another child, which is a problem, and the child should be disciplined. And a problem with society now is children are not disciplined, but that's a pretty common occurrence. And, Mike, you were saying that the bite was not very bad. I mean, how bad was it?
She said it just one of the teeth, there's 4 teeth marks, and one of them, the eye teeth, whatever you call it, punctured the skin, but the rest didn't.
Well, that is somewhat serious, but you know, the parent should have come and talked it over. I mean, used to, that's what would happen, and there'd still be a record of it. But instead, now she's called the police, and then, as you said, wanted to have the bite marks measured to make sure it wasn't the parent. And you know what? Unfortunately, it'll probably come back on that lady who did that, because in a society where people do this, I mean, kids do bad things, folks, and all this does is get children into the system, and boy, this lady's really facing something now. But you were saying when we hit the last break that the police were kind of being rough with her?
The one cop, the second guy that came there, her son came home from school yesterday, and he's a teenager, and they're good people.
Wait a minute, was it a teenager that bit the child?
No.
Because if it was, I would call the cops.
No, this was a 4-year-old biting a 3-year-old. The 4-year-old wasn't her child either. It was another child she's watching.
Oh, well, yeah. That's, and so now she's in trouble.
Well, Well, now the police, here's what happened. So the son got home and the police were questioning him, who are you? And he said, and the kid was kind of, I guess, a smart aleck. He said, I live here. I'm going up to my room. The cop said, you stay right here. And this is in his own house, Alex. This is what I'm talking about. The whole point of what I'm trying to say, Alex, is I got all your videos. I witness to people. I give copies of your videos out to people. And this is why we have to educate the public because, you know, I tried to tell this lady last summer. I talked to her and her husband, and she wrote me off as a crackpot. She says, oh, you believe anything you see on the Internet, don't you? And I gave her your website. She went to it. She didn't believe it. And now I told her. Today she said to me, I want to know more information about what you're talking about. Now, because she's been victimized by the police, and she sees the brutality and how rough they are, he pushed her son against the wall when he tried to go up to his room. Because they tried to act like it was a crime scene, Alex. It's just ridiculous the way these police are.
No, I hear you, and I appreciate the call, Mike. Look, we've gone from 1,300,000 people in prison. It's coming up on 10 years. 10 years ago, you had 1.3 million in prison. Now it's over 7 million. And it's tracking to even be higher. And they're only building more prisons. And the prisons are owned by the same private military-industrial complex that brings in the narcotics, that is basically capturing us to be their slaves. It's human history repeating itself. And so they're teaching the police zero tolerance for everything to get people into the system. And folks better realize this. They've got to put somebody in these prisons. Let's go ahead and talk to Pam in New Mexico. Pam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You had two guests on your show in the last 2 days talking about voter fraud.
Yes.
And they talked about the dirty tricks that, especially Greg Palast, about the dirty tricks that are being played. And it's all over the news, too. I mean, Newsweek had an article, but they play it down mostly. However, I think that I think because of these dirty tricks that are being played, I think Bush is going to win, because otherwise he wouldn't bother to do all this. So there will be a mass protest, and people will take to the streets in great numbers. And I've been reading about all these concentrations, these FEMA concentration camps that they have all over the country. And I'm worried that the people that protest the fraudulent election will be put in these concentration camps. And they'll probably keep on with their dirty tricks and hire provocateurs, thugs, to make the protests look like they're violent. And people will be arrested. And I'm just worried that it's going to be a little harder to get out of those concentration camps all over the country than it was to get out of the Pier 51 that they had at the Republican National Convention when they arrested over 1,000 people. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, number one, the Democrats are out stealing and manipulating, too. And so you ask, why does Bush do it? Well, because why do the Democrats do it? Well, because the other side is going to do it. This becomes part of the game. The Republicans are more centralized by knocking people off voter rolls, by having electronic voting machines that they control, with company chiefs saying we're going to steal elections. I mean, this is all public. And then the Democrats are good at registering dead people or registering twice or registering illegal aliens. And so you have two different levels of election fraud going on. And, by the time you hear about it on ABC Nightly News or Fox News or NPR, it's, oh, there's been a few mistakes. Oh, people don't know how to use the computers. Well, no, the computers are crashing. The computers are flipping numbers. The computers are a fraud by design. And we've proven this time and time again. But, no, I don't think they're going to put everybody in camps after the election. They may arrest thousands of people in big cities if there's riots or any provocateur activity and put you in a center for a week or so. I wouldn't call those concentration camps. I'd call them internment facilities or emergency internment facilities. But the government is openly preparing for martial law, gearing up federalization of local police departments, gearing up to bring the military in after a major catastrophic or group of catastrophic terror attacks. And so that mindset and this worldview and this system is being set up. And I would say that'll come after the election, sometime next year, maybe the next year, or maybe 5 years from now. It's just all part of setting this up, training everybody to accept it, training people that Homeland Security is involved in every part of the economy. They've got to first get more of this in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw an email that a friend sent me about all the FEMA concentration camps all over the country. I wondered if you'd seen that.
Well, I don't really go off someone's email. I mean, I can go off Newsmax, Associated Press, the Army's own website, C-SPAN interviews, public statements. They have built, just in the last few years, 3 1-million-person camps. Before that, they have FEMA camps all over the country. Now, they're just huge barbed wire enclosures with portable buildings with bars on the windows. And this is all admitted. But usually the folks I see on the net talking about it are going with some rumor about mobile trucks and guillotines instead of all the confirmed admitted stuff.
Well, this was on a blog or something. It was on.
Well, what did it say? I mean,
It just said there are.
Because concentration camps are important enough to actually go get the documents. You know, that's why I've written a book about it. I've made films about it. I have video of it. I have troops admitting it. I have the documents. I have where you can get the documents.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the blog say? Just
that there are. They mention every state. They list every state that has these installations all over the country.
Yeah. Hey, Pam, I appreciate your call, and I understand your concern. Let me try to elaborate on this. We have, with great power comes great responsibility. And just because the media lies, and just because, or twist, or absconds, or lies by omission, or spins, doesn't then mean that all the alternative news is telling the truth either. You know, I won't get into, did we land on the moon? Because from my study, we did. And so what they do is they go then disprove the people that say that we didn't go to the moon and then imply everybody that says we didn't go to the moon are conspiracy theorists, therefore all other conspiracies don't exist. Well, it's a little bit more sophisticated with the concentration camps. People run around and put out these lists where everything in the world's a camp. Then the media goes and investigates, and it's indeed not a camp. Then they go, oh, see, there's no camps. Instead of the bulk of the information about camps on the web, we even have an area on InfoWars with all mainstream news about camps. But it seems like, I'm not talking about you, Pam, but most people who are into this stuff don't spend any time talking about the real camps. It's all about guillotines and mobile trucks and boxcars and underground execution centers. Instead of the fact that we've gone from 1.3 million in prison to 7 million in prison, I mean, what is that? These are camps. Most of the people in there are either innocent or nonviolent. So there's your camps right there. But we have the purchase orders for the 3 1-million-man camps. They have the emergency contingencies bill in England for the camps there. That's admitted, BBC, London Telegraph. So I suggest folks who want to know about the camps, well, I mean, take my film, The Takeover. I have local Fox News footage and then our own footage of them going, here is the old 747 hangar with bolts and chains and barbed wire inside and porta-potties. And if there's ever a civil emergency, we're going to put you all in here. Now, that's a camp. And then you go to New York, and they got an old bus terminal, giant building. They put 2,000 people in it and run buses inside. Everybody starts vomiting, and there's barbed wire inside and porta-potties. Every major city's got one of those. But again, the so-called patriots out there will not talk about it for your life. They will only talk about guillotines and mobile trucks that no one's ever gotten a photo of. So are they going to put us in all these camps? They'd love to. That's why they got Bill O'Reilly and Michelle Malkin and Michael Weiner, I mean Savage, out there saying how great all this is. And the Deputy Attorney General of California, Mr. Calhoun's promoting it in the major papers. He says, disagree with the government, that age terrorists, you should be put in a prison. Savage says they should be forced laborers to pay for their food. You know, how dare us pay for them? So this is all being introduced. Torture's being introduced. We're being conditioned to accept all this. And so, yes, we're going into that, but it's going to be incremental. The feds now say, by the end of this decade, it's going to be 30 million in prison. They're saying that. So how are we going to go from 1 million to 7 million to 30 million? We're at 7 mil right now. You know, that's the camp. And it's happening incrementally, just like in Nazi Germany. They just come arrest you for questioning, you're never seen again. You know, the Homeland Security is now visiting toy store owners. We'll be right back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
All right, I said I'd go to calls fast. I'm not doing that. I'm going on forever about each issue. Let's just give each caller about 60 seconds. Chad in California, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex Jones.
Yes.
And it is a pleasure to speak to you, my friend.
Nice talk to you. Go ahead.
I just wanted to bring up, in the debate, you heard Kerry speak about, with Homeland Security, all the containers that are coming in, and they're not being scanned. You know, the containers coming in from, you know, international waters. And I have a friend of mine who had some furniture brought in from Bali, had it shipped in, and her container got picked to get scanned. And they x-rayed it, and after x-raying it, they said, oh, they had to go in there and search it. And I just had wood in there. They charged her for x-raying it and for going in and searching it. She got hit with over a $3,000 bill. And when I hear them talk about, oh, we need to search every container coming in, does that mean that we're going to extort?
Yeah, that's exactly. People, look, this new maritime administration will be over every facet. There's maritime and there's also infrastructure protection. And I have the Associated Press right here today. And it's Homeland Security agents visit toy store, and they admit the patent is out on Rubik's Cube. She didn't even make the new Rubik's Cubes. Another company did. They didn't visit the company that made the new Rubik's Cube. They visited her. They gave her a call, and then two agents came and said, no judge's order, no nothing. They said, look, we have the power to order you to take those off your shelf. And they made her take the Rubik's Cubes. And she said, wait a minute, aren't there terrorists out there? So they're dealing with Rubik's Cubes, folks, not with our security and safety.
No, no, it's organized crime at the highest level, and it really upsets me.
So she had a container with some furniture, and it
she
was
had
$3,000.
A container with just furniture, and she got hit with about a $3,200 bill.
Yeah, this is all. I had seen that they were going to charge people to do it. It's all part of the new fund. But don't worry, if you're a big Chinese company or one of the big global companies, you'll never get searched, and then they can selectively search companies who aren't on the global payroll, who aren't on the inside good old boy track. And that'll be like an extra little invisible tariff.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And that'll even more consolidate things. Thanks for the call. Great points, Chad. Have your friend send me some info on that. I'd like to have her on as a guest. That's very newsworthy. John in Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead, John.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I just I called earlier this week about the Red Sox. I actually taped the live scenes after the game. And I on it, I caught them setting off the smoke bombs as well as peppering the crowd. I don't know if you want the tape or not, but I can definitely.
You're saying
it to you.
That they shot at the crowd again?
Not with the same ones. They were trying to get live cameras banned.
I saw the mayor say that she wanted to ban live television coverage because that makes it worse. So now, you can't have cameras. So what, the cops were going after cameras?
They weren't going after the cameras because they had most of the cameras on helicopter. There were no ground cameras, though. So they got a view from the sky of what was going on, and you could see them firing the smoke, I don't know, canisters right at the protest. Yeah, not at the protesters, at the celebrators.
Well, they suspended people for that. Some of the cops, the leaders, saying that they weren't that they just randomly, this is the Boston Herald today, shot at crowds.
They certainly did. I got it on tape, and they you could also see the way they systematically would just grab people right out of the crowd. They'd have a line. They'd have about 10 people deep behind it, and then they'd just form a single file and shoot right out, grab someone randomly, put them down, and take them away.
And what were they saying that the crowd had done?
Nothing. They wanted to clear them out.
So it's just part of, you know, you're out on the street, we shoot at you. Yeah, I read the news article. Of course, we didn't see the video on the news. Do me a big favor. Mail me that video in SP speed and tell us what free video you want. We'll ship you a video.
Okay, that'd be great. The address is on your site. I can get it off of there?
Yeah, it's right to Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm.
At 3001 South Lamar, LAMAR, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704.
Excellent. I'll definitely get that out to you.
Yeah, and just mark it as police in Boston. What was it like watching the video of this?
Well, at first it was kind of nice because, you know, the Sox won, so everyone was just out celebrating and having a good time. And then all of a sudden you could just see them, they just penned people in and pushed them. Some people.
So they're like, hey, we killed somebody last week and we had so much fun, we're going to come back out and attack you again.
Pretty much.
Well, this is like a football game. They're training the cops to beat and attack the public. They get all the beat cops in the black uniforms. It's just all part of your service. You know, getting the boys to get a taste of blood.
Absolutely.
So they would just randomly arrest people, huh?
You could see it. I got it on tape. They would just shoot, run right out, grab someone, surround them, and then that was it. They take them away.
All right. Thank you for the call, sir. I'm looking forward to that video, John. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm glad that John and Mass just called in about this because I do have the news articles about what happened when they won the World Series a couple nights ago. People were out and, you know, a few causing problems, but then they would again just randomly shoot into crowds. And that's what killed the girl, Snellgrove, last week. Here's the Boston Herald from 2 days ago about what happened last week. Boston peppered crowd. Witnesses, superintendent randomly fired pellets. And he was the commander, and he just got off on it and said, give me one of those. And they just started going up and shooting people real close. A police superintendent and at least two special operations officers randomly sprayed peppered pellets into a raucous crowd outside Fenway Park at the moments before an Emerson College student was struck in the eye and killed, a witness told the Herald. I saw Deputy Superintendent Robert O'Toole and the other special operations officers flailing their guns from side to side like machine guns, said Genevieve Del Francini, 30, an Emerson College graduate student. They were just popping off shots at the crowd. De Francini, who said he was standing over at O'Toole when he asked another officer for a pepper pellet gun, did not know O'Toole's name until he saw him in a photograph in the Herald. He and another source identified O'Toole as the commander of the Boston Special Operations Unit as one of the officers who fired high-powered pepper pellet guns, rubber bullets, folks, to quell a riot after a Sox game won the American League pennant last week. And all they've done is placed him on paid administrative support position. The other two have been put into an injured leave. And then their lawyer says, well, they've got no lawyer, but that should not be taken as a suggestion that Bob O'Toole has done anything wrong. Attorney Jeffrey Denner, who represents Boston University, and student Kaplan Balhamti questioned yesterday why Atul, the supervisor of riot control efforts at Fenway, would be firing a weapon with his officers. Well, you got to show off how tough you are. Got to, you know. If you're out there shooting, you cannot be supervising and making good decisions, Denner said. And his client, a 19-year-old honor student who was hit in the head with a pepper bullet, said he has been in constant pain since doctors removed part of the pellet from inside his sinus cavity, where it penetrated into his skull and became lodged by his brain. I mean, inches away from killing more people. And does that stop him? Oh, no. We're going to do it again. We're going to go out and shoot more people. You're going to learn to like it. A couple other articles, then we'll go to John and Johnny and Wes and others that are patiently holding. This is from RFID Journal, the propaganda publication of the chip sellers. A growing number of U.S. mass transit operators are giving a green light to contactless fare collection, say transit agency officials and integrators. At the Smart Card Alliance 04 annual fall conference in San Francisco held last week, a number of sensors indicated strong growth, continuing interest in applications for contactless payment services. Here's the problem. They're going to make you show a driver's license to get one of these, and they know exactly what you do. And then, of course, I already mentioned your toy store gets a visit by Homeland Security saying, well, that's a that's a patented Rubik's Cube you're selling. Well, you admit the patent's up. Well, we just got a complaint. You better take them off your shelves. We're not going after the manufacturer, though. We're just Homeland Security is here at your small toy store, toy store, and this is what Homeland's all about. And they say in the article that we're here to deal with the entire economy, everything. See, everything is Homeland Security. But I thought it was for terrorists. They let her know, lady, we can arrest you and charge you as a terrorist, so you better stop selling the keys. One last article, then we'll go back to your calls. Do this at home. Test your microwave. This is out of the Idaho Observer, and I've read major medical studies on this. Irradiated food is even worse, and they're already doing it with most of the school lunch program, beef, chicken, and pork, and it just destroys all the value of the food, breaks up the ring structures between the vitamins and minerals to where your body can't absorb them. Well, microwaves aren't as bad, but they're nearly as bad. And they've got hundreds of studies now that cell phones give you brain tumors, but hey, you know, so what? Do this at home. Test your microwave. If you've ever wondered whether or not microwave food is safe, here's an experiment you can do at home. Plant seeds in two pots, water one pot with water that has been microwaved, the other with regular tap water. The seeds that receive microwave water won't sprout because it breaks up the mineral and other nutrient chains that are in the water. The seeds that receive microwave water won't sprout. If microwave water can't sprout plants from growing, think of what microwave food can do to your health. In 1989, Swiss biologist and food specialist Dr. Hans Hertel studied the effects of microwave food. Eight people participated in the study. For 8 weeks, they lived in a controlled environment and intermittently ate raw foods, conventionally cooked foods, and microwave foods. Blood samples were tested for each meal. They discovered that eating microwave food over time causes significant changes in blood chemistry. A decrease in hemoglobin and cholesterol values in HDL, good cholesterol, versus LDL, bad cholesterol ratio, and white blood cells increasing, weakening the immune system, and an increase in leukocyte cells, which tend to indicate poisoning and cell damage conditions, ripening the body for degenerative diseases and or cancer. And it says, part two, the miserable effects of man through the ingestion of microwave food, unlike untreated food and blood allergens that can also be found in the beginning of a pathological condition, also indicate of a beginning cancerous process, wrote Dr. Bernard Bloch, who assisted in the study. Number three, microwave ovens cook food by forcing the atoms, molecules, and cells within the food to reverse polarity billions of times per second, causing friction. The more the friction, the more the heat, the oscillation tears and deforms the molecular structure of the food. New compounds called radiolic compounds, which are not to be found in nature, are formed. So again, you rub the molecules together and it breaks off new toxic chains. Interestingly, microwaves are actually used in gene-altering technology to deliberately break cells and neutralize their life force so they can be manipulated. That's a quote. Microwaves destroy the life force that gives food its vitality and nourishment. When the life force dissipates, microorganisms start breaking food down and it begins to rot. Early 91, a lawsuit was filed against an Oklahoma hospital because a patient died from receiving a microwave blood transfusion. Hospitals routinely heat blood for transfusion, but not in a microwave. The effects of microwaving breast milk have also been researched by Dr. Kerner, M.D., and Richard Quinn, M.D., from Stanford University, and microwaving human milk, even at a low setting, can destroy some of its important disease-fighting capabilities. I'll read the rest of this in the next hour. It goes on and on and on. Folks, I know all about cell phones. I've probably read 100 studies myself, and I still have one of the things, and I still use it, and I get lazy and lose the little wire that goes in my ear. The only thing you can do, and then I end up using it, and now I've now bought a wireless transmitter that plugs in, and I've read the studies, those are not dangerous. You get a wireless earpiece, may cost you $50 instead of 15 or 20 for the wire, and you need to make yourself not have it, and do not put the phone. I caught myself, just like cops do, with the earpiece in my ear and the driving down the road with the phone between my legs so it doesn't, you know, roll off the console. And they admit that'll give you testicular cancer. Just like the cops with the radar guns, you know, get it by laying it between their legs. Just stop it. Stop taking the vaccine. Stop using the cell phones. Don't. You got to have them at least two feet away from you, folks, to really not have bad effects. And right up against your head. Oh, man. I mean, how do they do all this to us? And they just build it into the society where it's hard to avoid it. Folks, I work so hard, a lot of times I'll throw something in the microwave. I mean, I've even, you know, every once in a while, I'm in a hurry. My son's eating microwave food. It's wrong. We've got to stop it. We've got to consciously take control of our lives. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I was wondering, you know who that Perry Logan character is on ACTV, right?
Yeah, I really don't care.
Yeah, well, lately he's been spending most of his shows basically attacking you.
Good. Sir,
yeah.
I've had the New York Times, I've had Vanity Fair, I've had the American Legion. I mean, I've had national talk show hosts spend time attacking me. I could care less about, you know, local people attacking me. That is an indicator of my success.
Well, Alex, what I was wondering is maybe he's trying to get you to respond on TV so that the ACTV board can use that as a pretext to remove you from TV for practicing hate speech, and that would be paying you back.
You know what? I don't know. I don't care. I don't watch it. The guy emails me on a weekly basis going, there is no New World Order. You know, just ridiculous stuff, and no one pays attention to that. I mean, it doesn't even matter.
Well,
you know what they say to the World War II pilots at night who couldn't navigate and were having trouble getting over their targets? They said, fly into the heart of the flak and drop your bombs. That's what I do. So when I'm getting massive flak, I'm over Berlin, baby. I'm over Tokyo. When the flak's all around me. And when I drop my info bombs. And so every day I fly in on repeated sorties, and I bomb and pound the enemy don't even worry about being targeted. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it, sir. But, I mean, the show is not about Alex Jones. It really isn't. And, I mean, I could just care less. But I appreciate your concern, John. We're going to go to Johnny in Hawaii and Wes here in a few minutes. But here is this piece from the Daily Show host on Crossfire. We've edited the one mild expletive out of it. But it isn't newsworthy that you be aware of this. John Stewart
on it.
We're going to go to that in a second. John Stewart acts like he's this big savior, but if you really watch him, it's still pro-New World Order. But he is better than a lot of the so-called news channels. And he really stood up to both of the ultra-big government pimps, Carlson and Bogala. Bogala, stroke of the pen, kind of cool, law of the land, all, you know, martial law, great thing about executive orders. But I do like watching him tear into them, and I do enjoy the show, and he does make better points than most. But, I mean, so does Politically Incorrect on HBO, one of the few things I'll watch. He was on there this week saying, the flu vaccine will kill you, it's deadly, don't trust it. But then by the end of the show, well, I guess the war is okay. You know, again, they're having to act like they're us more and more to try to get us to join their agenda. But it's a left-wing agenda that's also controlled by the New World Order. So here's the clip. Here's Jon Stewart on Crossfire.
It's funny, you know, and I made a special effort to come on the show today because I have privately, amongst my friends, and also in occasional newspapers and television shows, mentioned this show as being bad. And I wanted to, I felt that that wasn't fair, and I should come here and tell you that I don't, it's not so much that it's bad as it's hurting America. So I wanted to come here today and say, here's just what I wanted to tell you guys.
Yeah.
Stop. Stop hurting America.
Okay. Now,
and come work for us, because we, as the people.
How do you pay?
The people, not well.
Better than CNN, I'm
sure. But you can sleep at night. See, the thing is, we need your help. Right now you're helping the politicians and the corporations, and we're left out there to mow our lawns.
You said we're too rough on them when they make mistakes.
No, you're not too rough on them. You are part of their strategies. You're partisan, what do you call it, hacks.
Wait, John, let me tell you something valuable that I think we do that I'd like to see you
something
do.
Something valuable?
Yeah, no, well, it's
I would like,
when,
to, I would
when
like
politicians,
to hear it.
When, and I'll tell you, when politicians come on,
yeah.
It's nice to get them to try and answer the question. And
mm-hmm.
In order to do that, we try and ask them pointed questions. I want to contrast our questions with some questions you asked John Kerry.
If you want to compare your show to a comedy show, you're more than welcome to.
Here's the point.
If that's your goal.
No, it's not.
I would name for us. I'd name for
Here's
Seinfeld.
The problem.
That's Kerry a very good show.
Kerry won't come on this show. He will come on your show. Let me suggest why he wants to.
Well, we have
show.
Civilized discourse.
Well, here's an example of civilized discourse. Here are three of the questions you asked, John.
Yeah.
You have a chance to interview the Democratic nominee. You ask him mm-hmm. questions such as, quote, how are you holding up? Is it hard not to take the attacks personally?
Yeah.
Have you ever flip-flopped, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah.
Didn't you feel like you got the chance to interview the guy? Why not ask him a real question instead of just suck up to him?
Yeah, how are you holding up is a real suck-up. And, I actually was giving him a hot stone massage. As we were doing it. You know, it's interesting to hear you talk about my responsibility to the, you know, I didn't realize that, and maybe this explains quite a bit,
the opportunity
is that the news organizations look to Comedy Central for their cues on integrity. So what I would suggest is, when you talk about you're holding politicians' feet to the fire, I think that's disingenuous. I think
you're, how are you holding up? I mean, come on.
No. I don't, but my role isn't, I don't
you
think.
You can ask him a real question, don't you think? Instead of saying, you know.
I don't think I have to. By the way, I also asked him, you know, were you in Cambodia? But I didn't really care. Because I don't care.
I can tell.
Stupid.
Well,
but my point is this. Mm-hmm. If your idea of confronting me is that I don't ask hard-hitting enough news questions, we're in bad shape, fellas.
We're here to love you, not confront you.
No. But what I'm saying is this. I'm not. I'm here to confront you because we need help from the media, and they're hurting us. And it's the idea is.
If the indictment is, let me get this straight. If the indictment is. If the indictment is, and I have seen you say this, that Crossfire reduces everything, as I said in the intro, to left, right, black, white.
Yes.
Well, it's because, see, we're a debate show. It's like saying the
one
channel
that'd be great.
To a storm.
I would love to see a debate show.
24-hour day where we have each side on as best
No. That would be great.
And have them fight it out.
To do a debate would be great, but that's like saying pro wrestling is a show about athletic competition.
I think you're a good comedian. I think your lectures are boring. Let me ask you a question on the news.
Now, this is theater. I mean, it's obvious. How old are you?
35.
And you wear a bow tie.
Yeah, I do.
So this is...
No, I know.
So
you're right. Come on.
And listen, I'm not suggesting that you're not a smart guy, because those are not easy to tie. But the
you're
thing
difficult.
Is that this, you're doing theater when you should be doing debate, which would be great.
It's not honest.
What you do is not honest. What you do is partisan hackery. And I'll tell you why I know.
You carry on your show and you sniff his throne, and you're accusing us of partisan hackery?
Absolutely.
You've got to be kidding me.
You're on CNN. The show that leads into me is puppets making crank phone calls. What is wrong with you?
Well, I'm just saying, there's no reason for you, when you have this marvelous opportunity not to be the guy's butt boy, to go ahead and be his butt boy.
Yes,
it's embarrassing.
I was absolutely his butt boy. I was so far, you would not believe what he ate 2 weeks ago. You know, the interesting thing that I have is, you have a responsibility to the public discourse. And
you
fail miserably,
I think.
You need to go to one. The thing that I want to say is, when you have people on for just knee-jerk, reactionary talk...
Wait, I thought you were going to be funny. Come on. Be funny.
No, I'm not going to be your monkey. Go ahead. I watch your show every day, and it kills me.
I can tell you what.
It's so painful to watch. You know... Because we need what you do. This is such a great opportunity you have here to actually get politicians off of their marketing and strategy. Yeah, it's someone who watches your show and cannot take it anymore. I just can't.
What's it like to have dinner with you? It must be excruciating. Do you like lecture people like this when you come over to their house and sit and lecture them? And, you know, they're not doing the right thing, that they're missing their opportunities, evading their responsibilities?
If I think they are.
Look, I wouldn't want to eat with you, man. That's horrible.
I know, and you won't. But the thing
we promise naked pictures of
all right, folks.
No. Let's get to those.
We're gonna get a break. See, that's not news. This has been big news, 60 minutes of a show about it, and it's them insulting each other. And Stewart didn't bring up any real points, which he could have. I'd tear those guys up.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, infallible microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
About 10 minutes into the next hour, we're going to have Victoria Collier joining us about the vote scamming. Then we've got Tex Mars coming on for about 30 minutes to talk about the history, the real history of Halloween and the election and all the rest of it. But we won't go to those guests until we've gone to Jack and Johnny and Dave that have been holding the longest, and we'll get to everybody else with the guest. And, yes, a bunch of other news is coming up. And then later I'm going to air this the last couple minutes of this thing on Crossfire. But the reason I played it is this is big news, 60-minute specials about it. Tucker Carlson making five-year-old jokes at Stewart, and Stewart making comments back at him and then accusing them of not doing real reporting while making jokes about everything. So what they do is they have the complete media lies, then they allow some real news with a liberal slant on it put out by a comedian, and then say, oh, well, see, it's all still just a joke. So, yes, it is a joke. The whole thing is a joke. And that little exchange is not major news. Before we go to Jack in Texas and others, just briefly, prisonplanet.tv for Internet users, 15 cents a day, all my videos, a bunch of other videos. We put up like four or five new videos this week alone. Okay, TV shows, other documentaries, audio reports. It's just amazing. 15 cents a day, prisonplanet.tv if you're online. Or if you want a hard copy of any of the films I've made or any of the books I've written or stuff I carry, go to Infowars.com and peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Or call toll-free. Got some new great specials we just put up on the website. Call, you can ask about the specials too. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. My new American Dictators video, as low as $5.95, folks, for a 115-minute film. I just want to get it out to people. So, again, my friends, Infowars.com or 1-888-253-3139. Jack in Texas, welcome. How you doing, Jack?
Alex, my friend, how are you doing today?
Good.
Now, I finally got a chance to call into your program.
That's right. I've been calling into yours. What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to make a quick comment on this Red Sox thing. I didn't know if you were aware there was a new development from some of the post-game assemblies, you know. And one of those was a New Hampshire photographer was arrested for taking a picture of a police dog attacking one of the innocent bystanders.
Yeah, I saw that report. So, again, after they kill somebody, then they come out and say we're banning news coverage, but that's citizens and mainstream reporters being able to report.
Yeah, on the other hand, on The Apprentice last night, it was a full hour of glorifying the New York City police. So, showing all their helicopters and all of their military gear, it was quite entertaining, of course.
You know, Jack, I've got the report somewhere here in the stack, but that particular New Hampshire reporter being arrested, where did you get that article?
I actually saw it on CNN or one of the cable news outlets. But basically, yeah, he was taking a picture of one of the people out celebrating being innocently attacked by a police dog.
But see what this implies, and I experienced this in New York. This implies now that you're bad and evil if you're out with a camera.
Yeah, I was jammed up many times in New York by taking pictures. I don't know how you got all the great footage you did. I guess it was a little bit luck and even more confidence. You had a good crew over there.
I just said you don't need to see our identification papers. These aren't the droids you're looking for.
Oh, I had Secret Service two or three times come and tell me to erase my film, and they were going to arrest me. And, you know, I did ask them once, well, what happens if I'm just on the street taking pictures of all of your diabolical equipment? And they said, look, there'll be a knock on your door. Don't worry about it.
Hey,
so,
don't you feel safer, though, that the AP reports a toy store owner selling Rubik's Cubes got raided by Homeland Security?
Well, I'm really glad that at least our tax money for Homeland Security is paying off in some aspect anyway, Alex, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's amazing that, you know, the borders are wide open. There are terrorist cells all over the place. They're reporting guys with backpacks coming over the border. I've talked to people on the border saying Middle Eastern men are constantly coming over the borders. We talked to Mary Schneider, who, of course, uncovered a ring over here to give citizenship to terrorists. Just on the news today, two terrorists registered to vote in Ohio. But then again, they got to search 89-year-old grandmothers, taser pregnant women, and, yeah, check on Rubik's Cubes at toy factories.
You're with Al-Qaeda, third hour coming up. Terrorist.